This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 250 for Monday, January 31st. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are higher on Tuesday in a show of independent strength. At the final settlement, the March canola contract gains $4 at $831.90 per ton, and the May contract advances $4.40 at $831.20 per ton. A trader says there is nervousness throughout the markets being generated by factors such as the war in Ukraine and the severe drought in Argentina. While Chicago soy oil is on the rise, soy meal is down, and soybeans are mixed. European rapeseed is also mixed, while Malaysian palm oil is lower. That's due in part to global crude oil prices being mixed as well and not providing a clear direction to vegetable oils. Stat Canada is set to release its grain stocks report a week from today. The Canadian dollar is higher on Tuesday, with the loonie climbing to 75.17 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 74.87. Ahead of tomorrow's fats and oil report from the United States Department of Agriculture, the trade is expecting around 188 million bushels of soybeans having been processed in December. That would be down from the record 198.2 million bushels set in December 2021. Soy oil stocks are projected to be 2.25 billion pounds. Reports say winter wheat in Kansas rates 21% good to excellent, 17% in Oklahoma, and 14% in Texas. But in Illinois, the winter wheat is 69% good to excellent. Meanwhile, chances are good for precipitation for the winter wheat growing areas of the U.S. The Joint Coordination Center, which is tracking grain exports out of Ukraine, reports about 19 million tons has been exported since the deal with Russia was signed. Malaysia says its January exports of palm oil were more than 251,000 tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are mixed on Tuesday. The March contract is up 3 cents at $15.38 per bushel. March soy oil adds about a penny at 62.33 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal loses $4.50 at $484.20 per short ton. Corn futures turn lower on Tuesday as the March contract gives up 4 cents at $6.80 per bushel. Chicago oats are mixed, with its March contract up 3 cents at $3.96, but the May contract is unchanged. The U.S. wheat complex is higher, with Chicago March gaining 9 cents at $7.61. Kansas City March tacks on a nickel at $8.79. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March nudges up a quarter cent at $9.22. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, January 31st. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.